Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Ava Becker, the New Democrat candidate for Northumberland Clark, says she is campaigning on increased affordability for groceries, housing, and everyday essentials. As a university student, Becker wants more youth engaged in politics. She explains to me why she is campaigning.
Well, for the last year, I've been the co-chair of the Peterborough Youth NDP, and that's how I kind of got involved with the party. And then when they were searching for a candidate in this riding, they asked me, and I thought to myself, why not? As someone who would like to see more youth involvement in politics, why not me? And I like the opportunity of representing my riding on a larger scale than I have gotten to before.
So then, for you, what has drawn you to the NDP banner or their platform?
I would say I've always aligned with the NDP values, just reading their platform, the way that they kind of view the government as a body to support citizens is something that I heavily agree with. And I think that through an NDP government, which I would like to see more of, it's a way that we can truly support our society and better distribute equity to all.
And what are some of the top issues you're hearing on the doorstep as you're going about Northumberland Clark?
I would say, of course, tariffs is something that everyone's worried about, but also specifically here in Northumberland, I have a lot of seniors asking me about supports for senior care because a lot of seniors live quite close to the poverty line, especially here in Northumberland, kind of rural area. So they're asking about what our plans are to help with that. And with the NDP, we recognize that the Canada Pension Plan and supports like that are no longer sufficient when people stop earning an income. A lot of people have that as their only income, but they're living right at the poverty line. So we need to either beef up that program or employ other supports.
Okay, let's just dive into a bit of that. The tariff, the continued threat is obviously making a huge impact on this election, but also for people and how they spend their money. What are you telling people on the doorstep that your party is going to do to help locally but also nationally with the tariffs?
I think it really comes down to jobs. I think that people are really concerned about how their careers will be impacted by the tariffs. So one thing that we're planning on doing to safeguard jobs is to really launch a giant building program, which will also help with the housing crisis. Through that building program, we can use Canadian materials. A lot of the Canadian sectors that are being threatened by tariffs, such as steel and cement and aluminum, are also key building materials. So by fixing our infrastructure deficit here in Canada, we can also help those sectors from our own country and gain that self-reliance, as well as that will create a lot of jobs for Canadian labor, so we can really get the workforce out there. And we're also looking at really building a clean east to west energy grid. That's something that we really need for energy self-sufficiency, and it will employ a ton of people and use a lot of Canadian materials to do so.
Just to get into the energy grid, are you talking pipelines, that kind of energy, electrical energy? What's the general sense there?
Good point there. As clean as we can right now, big investments in particularly solar and wind, those are the things that we need right now, not more pipeline investments. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying that.
Yes.
In terms
yeah.
of the top issues, we're seeing, at least according to your website, affordability, housing. You touched on building more homes. I know that the Conservatives and the Liberals are targeting around 2.5 million, 2.3 million within the next 5 years. Do you guys have a number?
I think we do have the number. I do not remember it off the top of my head right now.
So then how do you address affordability? Because that's been a major issue
yes.
as well for a lot of people. I know you talked about old age security and CPP, but for people who are not in the senior bracket, where do you address the affordability?
Yeah, I think it has to come from a very holistic view, and this includes seniors. But for everyone, we need affordable health care that actually covers people's bases. We've obviously have the dental program coming into play now that the NDP pushed for, but it needs to be a lot more than just dental. And now we have certain medications covered, like insulin for diabetes. We need all medications covered. We need people to actually be able to have a family doctor if they would like one. We see a huge, there's not enough people in the healthcare field right now that we've hired, so we really need to get on that. Also food, more so than ever, people are relying on food banks, and that is a sign of crisis. So, and as you mentioned, the grocery price cap is something that we're looking at employing. It's an emergency measure to just really try and get people to be able to afford those grocery essentials. It's not a price cap on every food item, but things that are viewed as, you know, essential for being able to feed yourself. Those are the things we're looking at right now.
Now, just getting back to healthcare for a second healthcare is clearly a provincial matter. Feds just usually funnel money in and the provinces spend it. How do you see this working, given how much pushback the provinces give when the feds step on any part of their territory?
Yeah, it's a good point. It is hard. I don't know. I think that perhaps there's a way of, just this is something I think about on a personal level, perhaps there's a way of incentivizing certain actions through having some sort of separate fund. I think that, that's a way that, you know, certain problems are gone about, something that we're looking at in the housing crisis. So I think that for healthcare, maybe there could be a fund set up that provinces have access to if they employ certain measures to really get healthcare meeting everyone's needs.
One of the pillars, I guess, your top issues was eliminating or decreasing red tape on housing. What do you see as the barriers right now for housing?
I think it's the length of approval time that it takes to approve a home. Like, there are so many different avenues that you have to go through in order for a building to actually start getting built. So to just simplify that process, make it so that you only have to apply to a lot less like agencies to do that. And, you know, if on the regulatory side, we see a building or a home that is obviously energy efficient. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Sorry. Energy efficient. And looking at actually being affordable for people, then that should get approved right away. So we can start building that now.
Now, one of the other pillars on your platform is to cut the GST on certain essentials like home heating. Mm-hmm. How do you envision this program? Is it more than just home heating? What other ideas do you have?
Mm-hmm. Home heating, I think that there should also be, like if you want to have a heat pump, for example, like home heating, I know that people often it's natural gas, but if you want to try something new, like a heat pump, that should not have GST. I think that certain food items, I know we're already doing the grocery price cap, but I think that a lot of food shouldn't have GST in this time. We should remove that. If you're buying a Canadian-made vehicle, that shouldn't have GST either. Canadian-made, locally produced, that if we can remove the GST on that, then I think that would be great in reducing people's burdens.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.